I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Brooklyn Zone Podcast with Joe Causey, intern Anthony, and Louie Louie on radio.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brooklyn Zone Joe Causey from CBS FM in New York.
And intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And this is the episode number 35.
Wow, the 35th anniversary, Joe.
It should have been 52 episodes, but you have to go car shopping every other week. And we can't do an episode every week.
That's not true.
No, it is true. It is true.
What about you? You're always doing some kind of event somewhere where
you're
singing.
But I do it when I'm... But if I'm supposed to be here, I'm here.
Yeah.
We all have to plan around you.
That's not true.
And you live home. You have nothing to worry about. You live home with your mother. You never even bathe your dog.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I put him in the slop sink downstairs. We brought the dog
shampoo.
How old
is your dog?
He is 9.
Oh, like Lewis's dog.
I got an 11 and 10-year-old.
Yeah.
They're so up there.
9.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Don't make a comment like that.
No,
you got me depressed.
What are you thinking? What are you thinking?
It's coming. It's coming.
It's not coming. He's a Maltese and a Shih Tzu. He's got like at least 5-6 years left.
Do you play the harmonica for him?
No.
I do. My dog loves it.
I saw the video.
He loves the harmonica.
You should play the sound of that video.
No, I can't. I'm using the timer right now.
Why does your dog sound like a cat when he like growls?
I have no idea.
Like meows.
Every morning we wake up, he wants an ice cube.
What?
He loves ice cubes.
How do you know for sure that he wants an ice cube?
Because I make a protein shake every morning with blueberries.
Oh, my God.
And I throw a couple ice cubes in.
Uh-huh.
And I started giving him an ice cube a couple of months ago. And now he just waits by the freezer for his ice cube every morning. So
meows for it.
And he loves his ice cube.
But let me ask you something. The dog is about the size of your hand.
He's 6 pounds.
Do you chop the ice cube in half?
No. He likes it. He breaks it with his mouth.
He's going to choke on it.
No, he doesn't.
I think he's going to.
If it gets stuck in his throat, it'll melt and then it'll go down. Look at your wife. Your girlfriend's on your phone, the cover of your phone.
Yeah, she's my background on my phone.
You are.
What's the background on your phone?
My name.
Just in case.
In case you forget it?
No, in case I forget it in the bathroom or something and people know they find my phone. No, I'm serious.
What?
What?
Look at this. Why? It says Joe Causey.
Why is this going on? Hold on.
Yeah, Brooklyn's own Joe Causey.
With a pirate ship.
With
a pirate ship. No, I'll give you a perfect example. I was going home for work and I found a brand new iPhone. What's the brand new? What is it?
14?
11.
The 11. It had 3 cameras on the back of it?
Yeah. Brand new.
And you didn't take it?
No, because it's Christmas time and you got to do the right thing for
That's
people.
That's your problem.
So I find this phone. And I says, damn, this person must be going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm trying to get into it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get into it because you need 6 numbers.
Yeah, it's a code.
It's 6 numbers.
Lock it out if you get it wrong.
Right. So I says, oh, damn, what am I going to do? So I'm holding the phone and I'm holding it, says that they're going to realize, and I'm holding it, sure as boom, the phone rings. And I go, hello? Hola. I went, the woman's Spanish, and it said, casa on the phone. I said, I found your phone. Where are you? Meet me on the corner of Huguenot Avenue in Woodrow. I'll give you your phone. And there I am at 1 o'clock in the morning waiting for the Spanish woman to come and I'm giving her a phone.
Ooh, that must have been a bad look.
No, it was. She thanked me a million times.
I can't even imagine. Picture losing your phone and then going down a dark street and seeing Joe Causey, who's about the size of a tree, holding your phone and trying to get it back.
That was my Christmas gift to the world.
I would have erased the phone, put it in my pocket, and taken it home.
No, I tell you, it was just... True thing. That's what I did.
And you could have done that. I mean, you have the iPhone 7 here. You could have had a brand new phone.
No, I don't do that. I pay for things. I want to make sure I do the right thing in life because it's going to come back to you.
Yeah.
See, you have a lot of bad karma in your thing.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Why?
We know what you've done in your life.
What am I?
I know what you've done. What did he
do? 23 years old, you're making it sound like I've whacked somebody.
I know what you've done.
But think of this, though. If someone finds your phone and sees Brooklyn's own Joe Causey on it,
they can't get
into it. They're going to be like, they hit the jackpot.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
this is a treasure trove of info.
But they can't get into it.
How many people do
you
know?
Do you have a code?
Yeah.
I mean, they could call anybody. They figure, all right, if it's Joe Causey's phone, he's got to know Scott Shannon. So they could tell Siri to call Scott Shannon, and then boom. Hello?
Oh, man.
Who's
this? No, but I mean, if I find your phone right now,
yeah,
all I see is a scantily clad woman in the front.
And, oh, my God. Whoa.
Take it easy.
And a wad of cash in her hand from her boyfriend and a Tesla in the back overlooking Portofino, you know?
That's actually Positano.
Oh, of course it is. If you're listening to dogs, if you're listening to... All right, take it easy. Skip. Take it easy. If you're listening to dogs in the background, we're doing our episode because it's Christmas week.
Uh-huh.
We're doing in Staten Island at Lewis's home.
It's in a bunker.
Now, Lewis has two dogs, okay? And both of these dogs are... They're kind of old, right?
Yeah, they're two old Shih Tzus.
Yeah, really old. They're really, and one's totally blind.
Yes, she can't see anything. So when she hears the guy bark, she just starts barking because you don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
it's like a senile grandmother.
Basically.
It's like a senile grandmother.
A very lovable one.
One of these dogs are, excellently behaved. He's sitting in the bed.
That's
over there.
The blind one.
Yeah.
He doesn't know where he is. He
could be in Positano.
He thinks he's in Roller Rooster right now. He has no idea where he is. This one's eyeballing me like I'm a filet mignon. He was gnawing at my knuckles before. I mean,
he didn't like what we were talking about. He's like,
look at him.
Move
He's eyeballing me right now. Look,
he's giving you like a death stare.
I know. You're like, he's like a wise guy dog. Man, oh
he's
man.
He's like, don't talk about Anthony's girlfriend like that.
So how was Christmas?
Supple breasts.
What?
You said
see, now he's going to be bringing that up.
Well, that was a little out there. I didn't expect to hear that.
If I see things, I just go with it.
A lot of cash. What is on your phone?
Well, I was looking at your
It's a nice picture of her.
Look.
Outside in Positano.
Look.
She has her bag. She's wearing a dress.
Yeah.
And she's sitting
It's not a dress.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I thought it was like a bathing suit.
No.
She's by the water.
You're sick.
Man. Oh my goodness.
You have to revamp that picture anyway. You gotta get a picture of her sitting on the hood. Sitting.
Thank God that was recorded because no one would ever believe me.
You gotta change that screensaver to her on the hood of your Tesla.
I would never let anybody lay on the hood of my car.
I bet you she would.
Not even the love of your life?
No.
She would.
It'll scratch and
do anything for her.
No, it'll scratch.
Is that garage kept your car?
No.
It's
right outside the garage. It's in the driveway, though.
We're gonna have a bad winter, my friend.
Well, I don't, I'm not going to scrape the ice off of it. It melts by itself.
We're going to have a bad winter.
Nah, it's not my problem.
Ya.
No, it'll be fine.
You better search your garage.
It's a lease anyway, so I don't care.
You should care.
No, it's a lease.
When you go back, what happened when you brought your Mercedes back? Another car that I've never owned in my life. Right? What happened when you brought back? They were banging you out left and right, right?
Yeah. I paid a couple of thousand to give that car back. To give it back.
That's because
you know
to
what
the
Mercedes-Benz does? Just in case anybody was thinking about getting a Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, this goes this advertiser we'll never get.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Here's an advertiser we'll never get.
Anywhere you go, if you want to get a Mercedes-Benz, if you don't get another one after that, they charge you $700 because you're not getting another one.
Right. That's dispensation.
Yes. Disposition fee.
Dispensation.
Dispensation. Whatever dispensation is.
That's when you will become Catholic or something. It's like...
What?
Why don't you describe to the Brooklyn's Own podcast fans the house that we walked into?
I got to tell you, this is very Staten Island.
First of all, there's beautiful tile on
it. I like the mapping in the front.
There's a compass.
There's a compass on the floor in case you don't know how to get to the backyard. But that compass is wrong.
No,
is that right?
No, it's right.
It's pointing right?
No, it's real, yeah.
Oh, right, because that's north. So that means the back of your house is going to get mildew.
Oh, boy.
What? Okay.
That's right. You never knew that?
No.
The north side of your house always gets like mildew.
Did you learn this when you were a pirate?
No, it's a known yeah. fact out here.
On your ship.
Look at people's houses out here. On the north side, you'll see a discoloration. A dispensation.
A dispensation.
The word of the day is.
The word of the day is Emma dispensation.
Says the word of the day is dispensation.
The password is dispensation.
Oh, I'm gonna get into your phone now.
But I like her room upstairs.
So you walk through the beautiful Italian marble on the
yes,
floor,
right.
past the kitchen.
No, we got to go past the Capo di Monte first.
Yes, right.
Yes, yeah.
Past the kitchen.
Right.
Up the stairs.
With the wax fruit on the table. I like that.
Where is that?
Right on the table.
Is that wax?
Is that wax?
No, that's real.
Oh,
that's
really?
Real fruit.
I like that.
What do you think? It's an open house?
No, the dogs eat the apples and the bananas.
An open house.
So then you go up the stairs, Joe, and describe this closet.
She has a walk-in closet the size of Macy's.
Yeah.
She's got more shoes in there than Amel DeMarco's.
Be nice.
She's got a lot of shoes.
Yeah.
She's got a beautiful walk-in closet. Wait till
your
girlfriend sees it.
Your wife has supple
breasts.
Your
girlfriend's walk-in closet?
Take it over there.
Your girlfriend has a walk-in closet.
No, she doesn't.
But go burn your clothes. Don't tell me no.
I swear to God, she doesn't have a walk-in closet. She got a regular closet.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not buying it.
Joe, she lives across the river. Remember, she's in Brooklyn.
She's in Brooklyn.
They don't have that over there.
Well, you better start saving up, man.
A lot of those houses weren't built.
You got a lot of cubby holes to fill.
She has a lot of clothes. She
I
has
know.
She's got
a lot of shoes.
Yes, she has a lot of No, more clothes than shoes.
Really?
Yeah, much more clothes than shoes. But I'm going to have to start putting mine in like a little dresser or something.
Yeah.
Have you guys started house hunting yet?
No, not yet.
Hall hunting? Hall hunting?
No.
So are you getting engaged in 2020?
I don't know.
Look at his face.
Oh, yeah, hesitated. Yeah. She better not listen to this one.
Stephanie's got to listen to this.
I think
you got her name right.
I know.
Oh, my God, on what? The first time. Hey. Oh, it took all the way to the end of the year.
The dogs are
even
going.
The dogs barking.
Max approves.
I'm pretty sure.
He's eyeballing
in
you.
In 2020 or the latest 2021.
No, you got to do it in 2020.
2020 is a nice year.
What hall are you going to go for?
I have no idea. I am part of the worst generation that's going to get married because there's not one house that's affordable. There's not one salary that you can get a house.
Wait a minute.
What?
You know as well as I know, money is no object in your world.
What? You know,
I don't drive to work and read the paper and let a car drive for me. All right?
You think the dog again?
Even the dog knows that I'm right. Even the dog knows that I'm right.
I love that you don't understand something. Let me explain to you my minuscule salary that I make at Entercom.
And now you're on three radio stations.
I only get paid for one of them, buddy.
Yeah, but now you're getting appearances.
Oh, thank God, those are coming.
I know.
But
this next year.
Hey, how are you? There's a dog sitting next to me now. With my minuscule salary.
Yeah, okay. Get a violin.
I have one payment that I'm supposed to pay, and it's my car.
What are the best deals at T-Mobile this week?
Did you rob any phones when you were there?
No, but you can add a line for $49.99. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I'm finally getting appearance fees for radio, which is nice. That's a nice quick paycheck.
It must be nice to get those.
You don't get them?
I haven't. I don't
believe them.
They're really easy. You go for 2 hours.
Really? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Wow.
How many years are you in radio?
Please, stop
How many years am I in radio?
Cut it out. I wrote the book. Come on. Stop.
Joe's been in radio so long. He reported it when the Dead
yourself?
Sea died.
You didn't go with the street team?
Yeah, I drove myself.
See, you're not a team player.
No, let me tell you why.
You have to build a camaraderie with the street team.
So these appearance things that we do in radio, because some people are listening right now going, what the f*** is an appearance?
Stop cursing. We're in a house with dogs. Stop.
So they have you and the station go out and give prizes out to listeners and things like that. But they wanted me to meet them at the studio first.
Yeah.
I live 20 minutes from where the appearance was. I'm not driving.
Where was it?
In Jersey. I'm not driving.
You live in Brooklyn. I mean, Staten Island.
Yeah, it was 20 minutes over the bridge.
What part of Jersey?
I have no idea. I just punched in the navigation and went.
And went to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So I'm not going all the way to the building that where we work an hour before, helping them get the table and everything. The street team, though, that helped us get there, they did tell me that they knew who you were, Joe.
Yeah.
And the reason that they knew who you were is because they went with you to Little Italy for the feast in the summer. And while the street team was trying to set up, Joe took out a wad of cash. Since he always wants to tell me I'm the only one with a wad of cash, he took out a wad of cash and he goes, "Hey, get some rice balls for these kids over here." And Joe got rice balls for 20 kids on the street team at Entercom.
That's what you got to do.
I didn't get them rice
balls. You can't take all the time.
But I didn't get them rice balls.
What'd you get them?
Nothing. What am I going to get? I didn't know that lunch was part of it.
That's why they remember my name and they don't remember your name.
They do remember my name.
Okay.
Let's not forget, half those kids on the street team are like older than him.
I know.
So like, this guy's getting an appearance fee and I got to go schlep a table over.
How many months are you in the house here, Lou?
We moved in June.
Wow.
So we're still kind of new, but we love it.
We love
being in Staten
Island.
The kids,
a lot of kids?
Yeah, every house on this whole cul-de-sac. Kids, my kids' age.
Now, you live in like a private little street here. Do the kids get to go outside and play?
Yeah. In summer, like, they did, yeah.
You put like a little sign at the beginning of the block, slow down?
No.
You got to get the plastic kids playing.
With the little turtle.
It looks like a Martian.
He's holding a red flag.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Martian? I thought he was a turtle.
I don't know.
It's not a turtle.
I don't know.
I always thought that was a turtle.
We just changed Louis' whole life.
Like a yellow turtle. We just learned something new. I love it in Staten Island. It's just weird. It's always going to be weird that we're the Brooklyn's Own podcast and we're coming straight from Staten Island.
I know. And we all literally live blocks. You call me, I'm 4 minutes away from you.
I'm 6 minutes away.
Yeah. So that means you're 2 minutes from me.
Absolutely.
But it's, you know, it's like Brooklyn has come up here. So, like, yeah. I don't feel that bad, but it's still kind of weird, you know?
It's the weirdest thing in the
world.
This is
Brooklyn with grass. You know, this is Brooklyn with trees, which is good. You know, I mean.
I hate it.
That's because you don't have a family.
You're
back and
maybe.
Forth. And your girlfriend's at you. You're at her beck and call. When she says, come, you have to run.
Oh, my God. Stop.
And that's what it is.
That's not what it
is. She must hate me, this girl.
I don't know. Well, you got her name right this time, so she might feel better.
I know.
So 2019 is just about over. So what are you guys feeling about the year we just had?
I had a good year.
I had a good year, too. This was the first year that I was full-time. This
was
my first full-time job in 2019.
Ever?
Yeah. It was my first full-time job ever.
Wow. With benefits.
I wouldn't call them benefits here, but.
You got benefits.
Yeah, great benefits.
You got to work with Karen Carson every day.
Yes,
that's
I
a benefit
did.
Right
Guys
there.
Guys are top morning show in New York.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the other guy, John.
I love working with them.
John's a good guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're great.
I heard you like hang out now. You're like, you know.
Johnny
buddies.
And I? Johnny and I?
Yeah.
He's cool. I've formed a little friendship with him.
In the beginning, it wasn't like that.
No.
It was like Rocky Road.
Yep, and I wanted him gone because I didn't know if I was being replaced by him or
not.
He's 4 years, 6 years older than me.
Yeah.
He does the same shtick as me.
Right.
So I didn't know what was going on. That's like them telling you, hey, we're going to put another Brooklyn guy in the room with you.
Yeah, let him.
He would have disappeared a week later.
I'm tired of that M.O. at the station.
What M.O.?
No, I'm feared like that. They all think, you know.
What?
That you're...
You know.
A friend of ours?
Yeah, they think that. I'm looked at in a different way.
You know, I wonder why. The last time I saw Joe, I come into the studio, he has his feet up on the table, and he has a cigar, and he's pulling it in the studio. But then I got closer and I realized it was an electric cigar, but people are passing by. He's got pinky rings on. His hair is back. He's got a cigar.
I'm old school for life.
People
are
walking by. He goes, how you doing? Of course they're going to think that of you.
Why? Because that's the way I've been brought up. I'm old school like that.
But that's your shtick here. Of course,
it's not a shtick.
No, you're a friend of ours. That's your...
I'm not. I'm a working guy.
I
go
understand
to work
that,
every day.
But your character... makes it seem that way. That's why they think that. They think it about some of them make jokes about me too.
Yeah.
Like our boss will come by and go, I need you to make this guy disappear by the end of the week. Can you do it?
Was he talking about me?
No. It wasn't you.
Jim Roy goes, oh, I love that mob movie con you're doing.
Well, maybe it has something to do with that you're promoting that. Hey, let's go to mob movie con in April. has nothing to do with that.
That was Soprano Con.
No, but that's coming up. It's all over the radio. We got Mob Movie Con. Get your tickets.
That's going to be a good event. It's going to be a good event.
But it has nothing to
do with
the
persona. By
the
way, it's April 18th and 19th at Harrah's in Atlantic City. It's going to be a good time. Lewis's wife just entered the room. We got to be good now.
Uh-oh. Yeah, no cursing, Joe.
We were just talking about your 450 pairs of shoes upstairs.
Along with the baseball hats to go.
Oh, yeah. Man. Maybe that's Louis' walk-in closet.
He's like Kanye West with all those. He's like Kanye West.
Oh, I didn't realize that. We didn't take a second to look. It could have been Louis' walk-in closet.
I know. All right, so 2020 is coming. A lot of big things happening in 2020. It's a new decade.
That's right.
It's a new decade.
I forgot
decade.
About that. You know, I've been a part of 3 decades now.
I've been a part of a couple more than you. But I tell you, but I don't feel like I've been a part of a lot of decades. Because I'm still nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still crazy. I go all day.
You really do. You're a workhorse. Yeah. I mean, every night, hey, I'm going to be at the corner of Applebee's giving out flyers. Every day, it's something else.
You're like going to be getting engaged this year?
I think so.
There it is.
In
we
2020.
Got it. Right. We got it.
In 2020. Yeah.
Stephanie, that's it. Get ready.
2020. Is she picking the ring? You're going to pick the ring and surprise
her. I would never let her see what the ring looks like.
So you're going to go for it. You
of
got
course.
A jeweler? You got a jeweler?
Yeah, I got a guy. Why, you got a guy too?
I got a couple of guys.
Give me his number.
I got a good guy.
Stop. Don't. He doesn't want to be known like that.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be known that way. He doesn't have any guy.
He tells me.
No, he's just a regular guy.
He's a working guy.
He's a regular guy.
You got limousines?
You got a limousine in the hall,
too. You got a limousine? Yeah, we go to Romantique. I got a limousine.
Romantique. Oh, my.
You want a bus? You want stretches? What do you want? You need tuxes?
No, we got them.
We go to Rocco on Richmond Avenue. We'll take care of that. What else you need? Favors?
Yeah, favors. We're going to need some.
Well, that's okay. We can do that. The hall? Where are you going to go? Are you going to do that Jersey thing or don't do
the
Jersey thing?
I don't know. I don't know where I'm going.
You're going to go to like Russo's?
No, Sirico's on 13th Avenue. I'm kidding.
We love you, Sirico's. No.
Where you gonna, I like Sirico's.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it isn't.
I like Sirico's.
It changed so
Your
much.
Your food's good, but.
I haven't been there in years.
So how do you know it changed?
Because you see it.
What, the neighborhood?
When was the last time you drove by Sirico's? 2003?
Two nights ago?
You're full of it.
No, 2 nights.
Did you go see the Diker Lights?
Not yet.
Why not?
You wait till after Christmas?
You wait till after Christmas to do it?
It was so much... Yeah, I go after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why, because the traffic dies down?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Our guest we had last time is going
to... Yeah, yeah. He's like, what are you doing to me? Oh, yeah, you're on my tour. Me.
I don't go see him.
My daughters went a couple of nights ago, and they parked like far away. Yeah, they took an Uber there.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And then an Uber back, because you couldn't even get down there.
They probably could have parked on my old block. Between 15th and 16th.
What was your address there?
1566. I don't live there anymore.
Who lives there now?
A nice little family. It's a mother, daughter.
Yeah.
They have a little dog. They have an infant. She just had another baby. Yeah, they do have a shih tzu.
Yeah.
It was nice to see that when we were driving away for the last time, a new dog was sitting by the door watching out.
Weren't you upset that they didn't power wash the cement or something?
Oh, my God. The house looks horrible. The house
looks
terrible.
You need a haircut.
Yeah, I got to...
I'm looking
tomorrow.
At your hair.
My hair's getting very
You
long.
Look like Woody from Toy Story.
Christmas was rough on him.
Yeah.
My hair's getting long. I haven't cut it yet.
Do you go out here now?
Yes.
Where do you go?
A kid named AJ. I'll give him
a
shout
I told
out.
You where to go.
Where?
To go see Louie from 18th Avenue. He's out here.
What is he, 90? He does it with fire?
No, he's not 90.
He cuts your hair with fire?
He's not 90. Do you want to get taken care of? Or do you want to go to Johnny Mincune's house?
It's not Johnny Mincune. It's Cuts by AJ. It's CUTZ _by _AJ. He's good. Cuts with a Z.
Where is he on?
He's at Suave Barbershop.
You're going to be doing a live appearance from there soon.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this guy.
How do you know him?
Look at these.
So you didn't know anyone. You didn't want to be known like this.
Look at this crew, Lou. Is this right out of
those
what?
Those are some good cuts.
Let me see.
With a Z.
Would you walk
Don't
around
like
with
it
a
by accident.
Thing like this? Double tap.
Oh, that's the typical. That's the typical Staten Island kid look, though.
Let me tell you something.
They all get the same.
I've had
the
same haircut since 1979.
Right, and the same guy's been cutting it since 1979.
Right. If things work for me, I stick with it. Okay.
You want me to gel my hair back?
I put a little bit. Look, feel the side of my hair.
Yeah, it's a little stiff.
Well, no, I have a process.
All right, tell me the process.
I don't use a hair dryer.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you get it to stick like that?
Well, I dry my hair with a towel, and when after I dry it with a towel, and it's just about almost dry, I get a little argan oil. What are you laughing at?
I just can't see.
It's Moroccan argan oil. I put the size of a dime in my hand, rub it on my hand, put it through my hair.
Yeah.
Okay? Because it gives it more resiliency, you know? Then I comb my hair.
Yeah.
Okay? Then I get a little gel.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in my hand. Just put it over the outside of my hair.
Right.
Then I put a little hairspray, and I'm good to go all day.
That's like seven layers of things.
But it ain't moving. It's wind tunnel tested. Now, it ain't going to happen.
When you put your headsets on working on the radio, does it mess it up or no?
No.
Wow. It stays? It doesn't.
Yeah, it stays.
That's incredible.
The only thing it does do, you know the rubber on the headsets?
Yeah.
The alcohol eats them away. So every couple of months, I got to put new ones on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's how my hair is.
So you're not going to go to my barber at Suave Barbershop?
No, I've been, no.
Who
and
do you
I'm going
to
take you to Louis.
What's his name?
Louis.
Louis. How many guys has he been paid to use a straight razor to slip
No,
their
he
throat?
Has one, two, three. He has eight people in there that cut hair.
And how old is Louis? I'm just curious.
Well, Louis is the older guy.
Yeah. How old is he?
Louis like 60, but all the other guys are all young.
I thought
they're all young
be
guys
in his
like
80s.
You. No, all his other haircutters are like you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where is this?
Louis Continental on Amboy Road, Richmond
that's
Avenue.
That's close to my house.
Richmond and Amboy. He's right around the corner from your house. That's what I've been trying to tell you for the last 6 months. But you treat me like I'm a you know,
like a what?
Like I'm a half a you know.
Easy. Man, you are on a roll today.
I'm not on a roll because I'm trying to guide you through this burrow and point you in the right direction, and you keep throwing me on the side like I'm a, you know. I told you where to go for fruit, where to go for pastries.
Why do I need to know where to go for fruit?
Because you should know. I mean,
I brought something here to Louis' house. My mom wouldn't let me leave the house this morning without taking Struffoli. Yeah, Struffoli. Struffoli.
Struffoli.
You want to taste one?
It's too honey. I can't have that. I just woke up.
You're going to be up for the next 14 hours.
I know, but I got things to do all day.
All right.
You know, I got things to do.
You don't want to taste one.
I'm not a honey guy.
You're not a honey guy?
I'm not a honey guy.
He doesn't eat cold cuts, Louie.
I like honey on ricotta.
Yeah, that's delicious.
That's good. I had that at Mama Rayo's. That was very good.
You know, someone messaged me on Instagram. They were so disappointed and they were in shock. They said it's impossible that you don't eat cold cuts.
I don't eat cold cuts.
I don't understand it.
And are you scared of olives or something, too?
No, olives I don't have because I drank
olive juice.
Child.
Yeah.
But I'm not a cold cut person.
I'll never get that.
I don't like olives.
It doesn't
I don't like
go
pepperoni.
With that Brooklyn Zone person.
I've never had it in my life.
So you don't have a favorite deli growing up?
And all these delis call me and for my, like, what's your favorite stuff to eat? They want to name a sandwich after me.
Barry Pork Store on 18th Avenue. Every time I go, Body Pork Store.
Barry.
Barry.
That was my Brooklyn accent.
Barry's.
Barry's Pork Store.
Body Pork Store
on
18th Avenue.
Yeah.
Is dying to get you to come in there or to shout them out on the radio.
Well, Leone's is trying to get me there, too. Leone's just came out with a sandwich.
Tug of war.
Yeah, no, Leone's came out with a sandwich for me.
Yeah, their mozzarella tastes great.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's...
Don't talk about that.
No, when every time I bite... Every time I bite into it...
They'll track you down.
Oh, yeah.
Boy. They'll track you down, my friend.
Let's go. Go at it. Let's debate.
Don't do what? Okay, who has the best mozzarella?
Hold on a second. I love the guys that own Leone's, the sandwich shop.
Right, this is what we're going to do.
They make great sandwiches.
This is what I'm going to do for you, my
what
friend.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to have Leone's come up to the station in the next couple of weeks, and they're going to sit down.
Are they going to bring
they're going to bring the mozzarella in, and you're going to eat it.
Okay. Now,
are you going to put up against it?
Well, I'm just curious to how that's going to work, because we can't fit the machine from the factory where they make the mozzarella in the studio, because no one makes it by hand.
I'll keep it warm on the way up.
No one makes it by hand at Leone's. Are you kidding me?
How do you know?
It's made in a factory.
How do you
They're
know
They're cookie-cutter mozzarellas that
boy.
Are made in a factory.
Oh, boy.
With chemicals.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to call them tomorrow.
I don't care.
Look
don't,
how scared he's getting
I'm not
now.
Getting,
man.
I'm not getting
Are you
scared.
Sure you want to keep
You sure you want to do this?
Let me tell you something.
Look how scared he is. He's turning colors.
I stick my hands in the boiling hot water
and
make mozzarella. Mm-hmm. Okay? There is not one fresh mozzarella at Leone's. And I'm not talking about the sandwich shop.
Okay.
I'm talking about the wholesale Leone's sells mozzarella to everybody.
I can't wait.
That's
for
at the
this.
Corner of, I think, 80th, right?
I've never been there.
Not the one next to Romeo Brothers. On 15th Avenue, there's a bunch of mozzarella stores. All right, you got Romeo Brothers.
Yeah.
Then you got the sandwich shop.
Okay.
That one's good.
Okay.
It's regular sandwiches. All the way at the other end of the block by Papa Pasquale's.
Yeah.
The wholesale Leone's place. They might as well put a Made in China label on top of their mozzarella.
Oh, brother. What? Oh, brother, you're burying yourself so bad.
I don't... Joe...
You better drive around with blinders, my friend.
I stick my hands in the boiling water there. I stick my hands in the boiling... I learned from the best how to make fresh mozzarella.
All right.
That mozzarella can sit in the refrigerator for 5 days and not change at all.
How can people come from all over the friggin' tri-state area to go there for their mozzarella?
You want
to
know how?
Why do they do it? They must be doing something right.
They don't know better.
They don't know better.
Yeah. They don't know better. Because
the regular
mom and pop delis
are
the ones that make the good mozzarella. Leone's has become like the New York Yankees.
Their stuff is good and they had to mass produce.
That's the problem. It's mass produced. That's
it's
why
it's not
it doesn't
mass
taste good.
It's still done by hand.
No, it's not.
Get ready. All I'm saying is I am bringing them up in the next couple of weeks. Lou?
Yeah.
You're going to reach out to them?
Yes.
Okay. That's it.
And you just admitted that it was mass produced.
I didn't admit. I'm saying I'm not mass produced, mass sold. So many people love it.
So how do they make it? You're telling me that they got one Ginzaloon in the back stretching the mozzarella.
No, he's an Italian, okay? I don't know what boat you came off of, but my people are Italian. They're not Ginzaloon.
You just ripped the Yankees and Leonians.
And Italian. And the Italian immigrants.
Oh, my God. This is dangerous.
Yes.
So let me help you understand.
You're going to help me understand about mozzarella.
You help me understand this then. You're telling me that the thousands and thousands that they produce a day of mozzarella is handmade?
I don't know. I'm not in the kitchen. I'm not in the water with my hands making this cheese.
It's impossible. It's impossible that is correct.
Maybe they got 35 guys in the back.
They could have 40 guys and it's not enough. And on top of the fact that if you make
all
a fresh mozzarella...
All I'm saying is... I have a present for you now.
Okay.
All I'm saying is I have a present for you.
Bring in the present.
Okay, they're going to come. And they will come if I call them. They're going to come on the air.
I'll do a taste test.
Lou, you're going to call them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do a taste test.
Make sure you get them and just say use my name.
But do they have to know what was said on this podcast?
Well, they're going to find
out.
They're
going to find out, and there's going to be trouble. They might not want to come on.
No, they're going to come on.
Hang on. Just
they're going to be angry.
They'll be on.
Just out of curiosity, are these friends of ours?
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, great. This is going to be the last
Joe's
time
a regular
hear,
guy. What are you talking about?
This is
going
to be the last time you hear from me.
He doesn't know anyone.
I've met them a couple of times at some shows that I've done, and they were very nice to me.
Okay, they're nice people. I know them. I worked right next door to them.
Now you're trying to get on the other
side. No, I'm not. I just don't like their mozzarella.
Look at your eyes. You are scared. Look at his eyes.
There goes my car.
Oh, man, a Chevy.
There may not be a 2020 podcast.
There may not be an engagement.
This is it.
He may not be walking around the shops in Portofino with Stephanie. We're going to end this right here. I hope everybody has a happy, happy new year.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great year, 2020. A lot of things happening. Anthony will be getting married.
Maybe.
Get engaged if he doesn't get whacked. He's going to find out the real story of mozzarella in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
And we have a whole bunch more, too.
So I'm intern Anthony with
Brooklyn's own Joe Causey with probably the best hair out of the three of us here. And we'll see you next time on the Brooklyn's Own Podcast. On radio.com.
It's the Brooklyn's Own Podcast on radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.